Cadillac once advertised itself as the standard of the world, but in the 1990s, General Motors' flagship division found itself an also-ran, shoved aside in the race for luxury car sales supremacy in the United States by the likes of Lexus, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz. Now, though, Cadillac is hot once again. The Cadillac division is boasting its best November in 13 years. For the first time in two decades, Cadillac is on course to sell 200,000 vehicles in a calendar year. The chairman of the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan, David Cole, says the GM division is in the midst of a renaissance.
Essentially, their whole portfolio of products is being rejuvenated. Their sales are up rather dramatically, so they're once again a player in a very important segment of the industry.
Cadillac marketing person Kim McGill traces the starting point for the turnaround to the introduction of the sport utility Escalade in 2002.
That's when younger people outside of the domestic market, outside of the Cadillac loyal family, really began to look at Cadillac in a different way.
Next came the CTS sports sedan with its aggressive, hard-edged styling. David Cole says that, too, was part of the turnaround.
Certainly another factor is a rather bold step to a much more creative styling theme that is quite a separation from where they were historically.
Which brings us to the new SRX sport utility, or as Cadillac describes it, luxury utility. SRX is car-based, says the marketing manager for the SRX, Cherise Crawford-Williams. It shares underpinnings with the CTS.
It's built off of a performance car platform, however, has all the utility that someone who perhaps would be seeking a truck for cargo room or people room, you can get that in this vehicle, but you're not compromising the ride and handling that you would experience in a sports sedan.
SRX has been compared favorably with some established competition, such as the BMW X5 and the Lexus RX 330. So we asked Ms. Crawford-Williams that important pocketbook question.
There's a V6 model that starts at $38,690, which includes the destination and freight charge. Our V8 model starts at about $47,000. And if you get all the bells and whistles, including the V8 engine, you can get up to about, I'd say, $56,000, $57,000.
For that kind of money, one gets a boldly styled, powerful, comfortable, and well-appointed sport utility vehicle with the accent on luxury. It seems just the kind of vehicle that should do very well for the resurgent Cadillac. As for the future, we turn again to David Cole of the Center for Automotive Research.
Cadillac has really discovered, at least for now, the right formula. The real question is, can they maintain the momentum?
Cadillac will need lots of momentum because the company is still number 4 in the U.S. luxury segment behind Lexus, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz. I'm John Burchard, VOA News, Washington.